This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 90 on the game. Sunday morning, John Fricke with you live from the Northern Kia Studios. Phone number, as always, 404-726-0929. You and I can chat. We have a lot to talk about. Atlanta United needs to make the move. Ronnie Dolly's got to go. Braves, they got to shake this up. I don't know that they will. I think Alex Anthopoulos' hands are tied by Braves Holdings. I don't think... holding his hands together. But right now, I've said, I think if Brian Snicker was, if he's going to step aside at the end of the year, he ought to step aside before that, because this just isn't working functionally. It's not functioning well. And while Atlanta United is a disaster, the Braves aren't a disaster. Not going much anywhere. Atlanta United is a disaster. It's really bad. The Falcons, got a lot to get into with those guys, too, here, because June 1st is a-coming. Today is Sunday, May 18th. 2 weeks from today will be June 1st, and that will be Kirk Cousins' day. And it will also be, by the way, Bill Belichick Day, where Belichick's buyout goes to $1 million. And did you know, this has nothing to do with nothing that I'm talking about, but I think I'll throw this out here just because I saw the headline. Bill Belichick talks to his players about his relationship with Jordan Hudson. I'm like, coach, yeah. Can I date your girlfriend? Can I? God. North Carolina is either going to go like 16-0 and win the national title, or they're going to go like 1-11 and just, it could be a total abomination. I have no idea. It's one or the other. And, you know, the whole thing, I'm not sure Belichick coaches the team. If you're in North Carolina, you're like, no, you know, because I don't know who's going to have a bigger distraction in training camp and in fall camp, Jordan Hudson or Shedeur Sanders. I don't know what's the bigger, not that Shedeur can't play, not that Jordan Hudson doesn't have some kind of game. It's just that they're both kind of like, you know, they're the focal points. Let's just put it that way. So we got a lot to talk about with that. The Braves, you can jump in here, talk to me about, is there any reason to wait on promoting Ronald Acuna, especially if they're going to keep this 3-game suspension for the tweet? You know, let's get this going as fast as possible. Pretty obvious, isn't it, that he's ready to go? Why don't hang around Gwinnett to, you know, promote him today to the big league roster and let him serve out the next 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so he can play, you know, later this week. Let's just go on this. And any more rehab he needs to do, we can do in the batting cages, and he can do off on the side there for 3 days, okay? So promote Ronald Acuna today, please. Let go of Ronnie Dyla. Part ways with Ronnie Dyla as head coach of United today, please. Today, in both cases. when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, and again, I could be wrong, but boy, the tea leaves are starting to point to Giannis and Trey here in Atlanta. And the national media isn't seeing it because, again, they live in a bubble and they're not paying attention because they can't even fathom it because they don't understand what Atlanta is. You know, they don't understand. It's like, Atlanta's like, okay, we're in a race, right? Okay. And there's race cars and New York and LA are leading the race. And right behind them are Boston and Philly and Chicago. And they've been leading the race for so long and they're running around the track, you know, and they don't see Atlanta coming in a lot of ways. We've been trying to tell them, hey, we're coming. And at some point, Atlanta's going to hit that next gear. They're going to drop down to the inside, and New York and LA go, what the hell is that? Oh, we're getting passed. Yeah. And once Atlanta passes them, ain't no looking back. Ain't no looking back. And that'll be that. Because if you are a young person listening to this program, if you're 16, 17, 18 years old, and God graces you to live to your 90, you know, that will put you in the 2085 to 2087. By that point, by the time you get old, you're going to go, you know, back in the 2020s, when I was a young man, young woman, I had a sense that Atlanta was going somewhere. Because in my lifetime, from the mid-70s over the last 50 years to now, and anybody who's an older head can tell you this, the change in Atlanta from 1975 to 2025 over the last 50 years is enormous. Okay, it's enormous. And this is a powerhouse, you know, major international city that's growing by leaps and bounds and continues to get bigger and more powerful with each passing day. New York is not getting any bigger or any more powerful. It's big and strong, don't get me wrong. LA is not getting any bigger or any more powerful. There's no real room for them to grow in terms of physically grow. They're both on the ocean. They're both kind of grown out. Same with Chicago. It's on a lake, which is really an ocean. It's kind of grown out. You know, so Atlanta can grow in every direction, you know, physically, and it can grow in stature as well. And it continues to do so. So, again, this is there's no reason that this town, I've said this, you know, to blue in the face. There's no reason the sports teams in this town's got to start acting like it's the walking talking, okay? Because you are. You know, this is a town that's in the top five, okay? You're in the top five in the country. Top five most powerful cities in the country. And rising. This town's more powerful than Boston. This town's more powerful than Philadelphia. It has a different history, obviously. But it's more powerful than those cities. Because of its location, it's more powerful than Dallas. Primarily because Dallas in North Texas, the location, Dallas is a powerful town, but the location doesn't really lend itself to anything, whereas Atlanta lends itself as a conduit between the Gulf and the Northeast, between Florida and the Great Lakes, and everything passes through it. It's terminus, you know? I mean, so this is the focal point of everything. It just is in a perfect spot to be, you know, this powerful city, this powerhouse city, and just start acting like it. And the one way you act like it is you go ahead and make a move like the Giannis move. Now, let's go back again to why the national media is missing this, and I'm trying to walk you through it, and I want to know if you agree or disagree with me. If the rumors are, why did you get rid of Landry Fields if you're going to have the young team? That was the first red flag that went boom, boom, boom. I went, what in the world? Wait, why? And then I started talking about maybe they're making the move. Maybe the wrestlers and Gertz are, this is when they're making their move for Giannis. Giannis, there were some rumblings about Giannis being available. Now those rumblings have grown into a shouting match, and this week Giannis is going to meet with the Bucks. Everybody knows what's going on. Now the rumors start coming out. They started as a rumor, and now they're starting to grow, that the Hawks, who have taken that job at Landry Fields and split it into two jobs, that two of the candidates, one big boss in Milwaukee, could be up for the team president. Giannis' agent could be up for GM. Okay? Why wouldn't they, if that's the case, why wouldn't the Hawks go ahead and hire them as an inducement to try to make the Giannis trade happen? Because that's not the way this works, okay? The reason that those names are there and potentially up is because Giannis has made it known that he'd like to come to Atlanta, but he'd like to work with these people, okay? He did that prior to Landry Fields being fired, by the way. Why do you think Landry was fired? Because Giannis said, hey, I'd be interested in Atlanta. He made it known probably through Trey's people. And Trey's people went to the Hawks and said, you know, quietly, hey, listen, Giannis wants to play here with Trey. And Giannis is also interested in playing here, but he would like to have this general manager and these two guys from Milwaukee. How are you going to do that? Suddenly Landry gets fired and they split the jobs. Now, those two guys aren't going to be hired. The Hawks would go back to them and say to Giannis's people, look, we've got to get a deal done first. Then we'll bring, and who are they going to be negotiating for the deal with? Oh, that would be right. That would be Giannis's agent. You get the deal done. Yes, you can have the GM job, but we got to get the deal done first. You know, but we're not giving you the job until the deal comes first, and then you two guys come in after that. We're not hiring both of you with the hope of getting Giannis. We'll get the deal done to get Giannis here, and then we'll bring you two in. Well, Gary, you know, I mean, it's a handshake deal, but you guys will come in after the fact, okay? After the fact. But you don't get the job in front of it because we're not going to give you the job, and then Giannis goes to New York, and then we're stuck with you two guys. No, that's not the way this works, you know? No, no, no. So I'm starting to think that this whole thing with Giannis is really going to happen here. And again, this is why these videos are surfacing of Giannis and Trey, you know, at the All-Star game and, you know, on the court before the game and in the hallway. And you're starting to get this, you know, this apparent desire between these two to hook up because I think they both want to play together. Giannis is, you know, infatuated with the idea of playing with Trey. I think he would like the idea of coming to a new town. I think he sees the potential in the Hawks. Is it going to cost the Hawks a lot to get him? Yes. A lot of money, a lot of players, a lot of draft picks. Sure, but let's roll the dice. I see no reason not to take that gigantic. It's what Boston would do. It's what New York would do. It's what LA would do. Memphis and, Oklahoma City, they would start with the young guys. Well, we've tried that. There's nothing wrong with it. But we're not Memphis and we're not Oklahoma City, okay? I mean, I know the Thunder are number one. Maybe you hang around. Yeah, you could argue they got a little lucky with SGA, but look, hey, listen, it works for them. Remember, while they got lucky and were able to do it, most don't. You know, Portland tried it. That hadn't worked, right? Portland's probably bigger than Oklahoma City. It hadn't worked at all for them. Sacramento tried it. It hasn't worked for them. You know, most, you know, fail. You know, everybody wants to point to the one success, but most fail, you know. 404-726-0929. So let's talk Braves, let's talk Falcons, let's talk Hawks here. And you tell me, is this Giannis thing really going to happen for the Hawks? That's A. For the Braves, is there any reason not to make a move today to promote Ronald Acuna? Am I missing something here that they shouldn't go ahead and do this today? I mean, today. Announce it in the next. They're playing at 1:30, announce it at noon. Is there any reason not to? I'm just asking. 404-726-0929. And for Atlanta United, is there any reason after what happened in the last game for Atlanta United not to today announce that they are splitting with Ronnie Dial as their head coach? Is there any reason not to? And there may be. That's why I'm saying to you, you can kind of fill in some blanks for me and let me know what you think. No, this is the reason you want to stay the course with Ronnie Dial. They're going to work it out because of this, this, and this. Okay, that's fine. That's fair enough. And again, this is why we have conversations because, like I talked to you about the people in New York and LA being in a bubble, I admit to you, they don't admit it to themselves, but I admit it to you that I live in a bubble, okay? Which is why I need to be broken out of that bubble a little bit, which is why I need your help. Because I need to break out of my bubble. My bubble says this Ronnie Dial thing is not going to work. It hasn't worked. I said 3 games ago it shouldn't work. And we got to just move on. That's my bubble. Now, if you want to break me out of the bubble, that's fine. My bubble says there's no reason not to promote Ronald Acuna immediately. But if you want to break me out of the bubble, that's fine. My bubble says everybody in the national media is missing it, that Giannis is going to come here to Atlanta. If you want to break me out of that bubble and tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. Take me over there. Take me over here and explain to me why my thought process is wrong. Not I'm wrong. It's that my thought process is wrong. And I miss that. I mean, it's not, people like to say, you're wrong. No, it's just the way you see it is wrong. It doesn't make you wrong. And I may be seeing this wrong. 404-726-0929. Do have some NFL and college football news we'll get to a little bit later in the program. But we do have an open line now at 404-726-0929. Let's hear from all of you and talk to me about the Falcons, the Hawks, and the Braves and United. Let's talk, let's chat on a Sunday morning with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. Brandon and Frank and Joe are hanging on. You can be part of the show too if you are on hold, do, because this show, unlike others, unless you want to just do a drive-by, we have conversations. But if you are on hold, I will get to you. This is your show here at 404-726-0929. Talking about anything happens to be front and center here, and I want you to tell me, what am I missing here, okay? Talking about the Braves, I see no reason not to promote Ronald Acuña Jr. immediately today. In the next, I could refresh my phone, do it right now. There's no reason to not promote him today. He's got to serve a 3-game suspension. If you're going to hold him to that, promote him today. Let him continue on the side, and let's go. We're waiting for the return of Spencer Strider. We're, do you promote Keck? I mean, he can't be any, he can't be damn any worse than what they got out there, right? Right? Go ahead. You got Kimbrel for a reason. He's pitched a bazillion innings in his life. All he has to do is get his arm loose. Bring him up. Why wouldn't you bring, go ahead. You know, again, what's the difference here? And I wouldn't be, Snit ought to consider retiring in the season here if he hadn't first bought it up at before the season began. Okay. It's the only reason. You know, I got nothing against Snit, but he started, I'm thinking about retiring. And well, okay, then if you put that in the ether and it sticks in everybody's craw, well, if the dude's quitting, you know, I mean, well, what are you? So, again, with the Ronnie Dyla, what am I missing here? Now, maybe I'm missing something, and if you're a United fan and you see something, but 2 wins in 14 games, 1 win since the opening day, 1 win in 2 months, you scored 14 goals in 14 games, you're terrible. You're in 14th place out of 15th. This is a disaster. And I don't, again, with Snit and Dyla, I'm not mad at either of them. Matter of fact, Snit belongs in some kind of, you know, honorary, you know, we got, I mean, dude has been one of the three great managers in the Atlanta Braves history. Love him. It's just time. Dial it was never time. And it's not, and we're not mad at him. I'm not mad. I'm not, oh, you got to fire this SOB. No, it's just, you got, it's just not work. It just doesn't work. Okay. It's not me. It's not you. It's us. The mix doesn't work. Okay. And then when it comes to the Hawks, what am I missing here? Because everything I'm seeing is what the national media is not seeing. There was a national show on right before I came on the air. And all they could talk about, Giannis is going to meet with the Bucks next week, which he is, this week. And, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. Oh, and, Giannis is a Knick. And I'm like, everything I see, everything I'm interpreting, everything I'm analyzing says Giannis, if he moves, and I think he will, I think Giannis is going to be on the Hawks. Everything is pointing that direction. Now, again, what am I missing? 404-726-0929. Let's go to Brandon. Hey, Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Happy Sunday. Nice to speak to you again. Mostly, I think you're spot on with your assessment there. The only question I have is I haven't really delved too deeply into the financial part of the Giannis trade, and like, what would that trade look like? First of all, you know, because
You have to give up a ton, right? Well, Jalen's due to jump from 8 to 30 million this year, so that's a big chunk of it, you know. And then if you were to part with another player who's going to make a big chunk of money, you know, $13 to $15 million. Again, you're going to have to give up a lot, and your draft picks have value too. So,
that's a form of.
You can match the salaries. The question is, you know, are you ready to embrace the idea of trading, say, Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, your two number ones this year and two future number ones for this? My answer is yes, I am. But the question is, Brandon, are you or other Hawks fans, you know, prepared for that?
I think a majority of the Hawks fans, especially considering the transplant nature, would embrace that for sure. Jalen Johnson, he's been great, you know, but a limited commodity at most, right? Risacher, potential. We didn't really, you know, that was the less than perfect number one overall pick. And here you've got Giannis, even with whatever injury challenges he may be bringing to the table, he's still a proven commodity and a winner, and kind of aligns pretty closely with Trey's career as well, right? Age-wise and kind of, you know, what the expectations are, maybe 3-5 years. I like it.
My final question to you is, here's my thing about this. The Hawks have never taken, you know, the last big, really big-name free agent they brought in. Brandon, do you know who that really was? Are you ready for this? Paul Millsap.
Imagine.
Paul Millsap. How long ago was that?
Look,
all right, so, you have to go back to, you know, no, when the last time they really made a big acquisition. So, we're talking Dikembe days. How long? Now, what are we, 2 decades removed? I mean, my God. You know, so,
and even with that being said, we're talking about having to bring in the guy's manager and agent and everybody to have him even considered.
Well, I think it's part of the deal. My point is, I think that's part of the deal.
That's
why they haven't been hired. You're not hiring them as an inducement to lure him here. You're only hiring them because he has told you through Trey that he would come here if you would do that.
Absolutely. And I think your little point earlier about saying we're not going to take you if we don't get him. You know, that's why they're waiting for the kind of timing. They could have hired those guys a week ago if they wanted to.
Right.
They've been there.
Of course, you could hire them right now today. Yeah, and they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
That was part of the, you know, so when Landry got fired, that's when I started saying, oh, this, you know, they're not going with the youth movement. No, this is something big is about to happen. And then I immediately said Giannis. And because I said, this is what's happening. One is, look, it doesn't take a brainiac to go 1 + 1 + 1 = 2. You know what I mean? It does in some circles. And especially,
well, and even the game conversation with the Knicks, the Knicks aren't going to want to break up that Villanova core that they just put together. What, just to bring? I mean, yeah, Giannis is great, but there needs to
come. They might win the championship, for crying out loud.
Yeah. That's pretty hyperbolic to say that they'll just dump that in 1 year to go with, you know. I agree.
So do Acuna.
Well, no doubt about it, right? I mean, if nothing else, let's get some energy, some shock you know, for the fans, let him get up, you know, pinch hit a couple, whatever, right? I mean, we need
He's got to serve the three-game, right? He's got, presuming they don't waive it, he's got to serve the three-game suspension.
Yeah, you mentioned that. What is that a product of?
The tweet, the Verdugo tweet. If that had been
was
me,
that three?
You know,
they gave him three games for this?
Oh, wow. Well, the team did, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, it was a team penalty.
Then bring him up then. So, when did they come back home?
Exactly. Yeah. Activate him now so that he can just go into, you know, work on the side, you know, at Truist Park, you know, hitting and whatnot. If you're going to hold him to the three-game suspension, there's no reason to. At some point, you know, you're like, well, wouldn't it be just better if he stayed at Gwinnett during those three games? Guys, it's a suspension. He can't play Gwinnett.
So, where would we be in three games? Where does that put the Braves? Still on the road, I presume, yeah?
I haven't looked at the future schedule. Yeah, I think they began in Boston. You know. Anyway, the point is, getting back to the – and I don't see any reason not to bring Kimbrel up after the disaster yesterday at Fenway. What do you
Well, you on? Mentioned that one. I love Kimbrel. My you know, recently passed father, that was his by far and away favorite player ever. I just wish it was Kimbrel 3 or 4 years ago. You know, I don't want to put him up here in that position. Closer, setup, seventh inning guy, maybe.
Well, I mean, technically Iglesias is your closer still, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, to take that Anthony
role. No, I understand that. Can we get anything for Orlando? I mean, is there any relief out there that maybe needs a shortstop?
Traded him? You know what? That's actually a good point. The short answer is no. He's not worth a damn. No. There's nothing there. You get a minor leaguer or something. Who knows? But it does bring up an interesting point that Eli White's got to stay on the team, right?
No doubt.
Okay, if you still want to play Verdugo in left, it's either you play Eli in left or Verdugo in left, or you put Eli White at shortstop.
Yeah. What's the news on the Nacho man? Is the Nacho guy out of the picture, Nacho man?
Nacho man hits like 110, dude.
Soggy nachos.
It's like nachos with no cheese.
Soggy nachos. Too much cheese.
Just chips.
And Atlanta United, John, I don't know. I don't know if it's just a product of soccer and so forth. I find myself with relatively little to no interest in what they got. And, you know, the only reason they're even relevant. Well, why are they relevant? They were relevant when they won, right? When they had Miggy and Tata and all those guys. And, you know, there's just a slow death roll down to what they are at now. It's just, a tertiary sport, not even tertiary, maybe fifth or sixth down the line. Tough. So,
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brendan. Let's get to Frank. He's on with John. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What up?
Hey, two of your 3 points I would agree on. I mean, Ron Acuna, unless you're saying he's not 100% because you don't want this guy getting hurt again, I don't see no reason why you wouldn't bring him up now, even though I think last night the bats weren't a problem, the darn relief pitching was. And then Atlanta United, I don't know if it's a culture issue, but – yeah, this coach, well, Atlanta, they first messed up when they didn't just go ahead and make the interim coach from last year the head coach. I don't know.
Yeah, Valentino, I agree.
Why is there this need of this international head guy when, I mean, if that was the case, in the Braves would have never grabbed Brian Snicker and we wouldn't have another World Series. Go with who the players mesh with, not who you think is the so-called big name. You have to go with the right fit. Now, as far as the Hawks go, I think you need to get out of your bubble on that one. I mean, Tony Ressler, he's not going into the luxury tax. You're going to have to eventually do that if you're going to pull in Giannis. And every time we try to get a big-name agent, a lot of people, including folks from your station, give us a million reasons why they're not coming here. And then Giannis himself has said he wanted to go somewhere where there's no state tax and he wants to go to a team that'll be contending for a championship. To me, that screams Houston. I mean, I don't see the Hawks. And Houston has the picks. You know, they got a million picks just like Oklahoma City. So they have what Giannis needs. I just don't think the Hawks have enough. And I mean, I don't see the Hawks. Yes, it's the East, but they'll still be middle of the road, even with Giannis and Trey, and then that's it.
See, I think that your last point is the most interesting. And it's the point I made earlier. If you reversed it and said that tomorrow there was a massive headline that the Hawks had traded Trae Young to Milwaukee for whatever, would the national media say, wow, okay, Milwaukee suddenly becomes, you know, in Vegas, a betting favorite to win the title next year? My answer is, I think so. I mean, you say, oh, but if Giannis comes here, they're middle of the road. I'm like, wait, one of the two can't be true.
It's what you have to give up. I mean, it would be different if you got Giannis, but you still have, you know, your Jalen Johnsons or your Onyeka Okongwu, but you would have to give up a lot, not just draft picks, but players, and I mean key pieces. So you're basically a lesser version of the Lakers.
Well, but that's exactly what the Lakers did. And again, I want to kind of walk you through it. You had Shaq and Kobe, right? And all of a sudden, what happened? Veterans started raising their hands, whether it was Bob Horry or Rick Fox or Karl Malone or Gary Payton. All these veteran players started raising their hands saying, I'll play at minimum contract for a chance to win a ring. That would happen here too.
But Trey and Giannis is not Shaq and Kobe. I mean, we're talking about superstar Hall of Famers. I mean, yes, Giannis, no, but he could be in that category, but I don't see Trey. I mean, put this way, I just don't see Tony Russell making that move.
Okay. No, that's fair enough.
And that's the biggest caveat right there. He already says he's not going to a luxury tax, and he's content with where the team is now.
Okay, so then answer me the question. Why did he fire Landry Fields?
Now, I don't know. I mean, I'll be interested to see who he's going to bring in. But put his way, I mean, I won't be upset if they went after Giannis because it finally shows that they're willing to maybe go all in and go after somebody. But it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't because this is what's been happening. So he had to prove
me wrong. No, you're right. This is what's been happening. No, and that's fair enough, Frank. That's fair enough. You're absolutely correct. That's why, I mean, this is what's been happening. Maybe it's time for it not to be happening because Jamie Gertz actually has more money than Tony. Well, I don't know. I mean, they're probably about the same. But Jamie, don't misunderstand something. Jamie Gertz by herself, she's not some actress in Twister or Lost Boys. This is a brilliant financier woman who was, when she married Tony Russler, far, far richer than him. She was the billionaire, not him. She made him into the billionaire. It was like, oh, the billionaire married an actress. That's not the way this worked. Jamie Gertz is sharp. Don't kid yourself. And if Jamie said to Tony, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this crap. We bought this team to win championships. It's time. Suddenly Landry Fields gets fired. And again, I'm putting one and one and one together. But Frank's right. Until it actually happens, you know. But if it doesn't happen, there's no reason for it not to happen. Okay? There's no reason for this not to happen in my book. Go ahead. Roll the dice. What's the worst thing that happens? The worst thing that happens is you put Trey and Giannis together. You give up the future here. The team isn't no good for some reason or another. They struggled and limped through three seasons. They have to get rid of Trey and Giannis, and you're standing here 3 years from now with nothing in your pocket. Okay, and you start over. But at least you took the shot. At least you took the shot. Because right now, they haven't taken the shot. If all of this was to set up to take the shot, then take the shot. And if it doesn't work, okay. But quit standing around with your hands in your pockets worrying about second aprons and draft picks. Take the shot. All right, quick break coming up here. And Joe and everybody else hanging on, 404-726-0929. If you want to be part of the program, jump into the conversation. We got some NFL and college football at the top of the hour, too, to throw into the mix. John Frege with you on a Sunday on Sports Radio 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio, 90.9 The Game, Sunday morning, about to swing into a Sunday afternoon. Noelle White's been doing great work over a couple of shows, and at the top of the hour, she gets to go enjoy the rest of her day, and Josh is going to slide into the big chair, main studios, Colony Square. Noelle, can you explain a couple of things to me? Because I think you can.
Well, I can try, John.
I want to go to two cards that I'm trying to figure out, and it's not just because they both happen to involve, you know, women, but it's just sometimes we guys trying to figure out women don't quite get things. All right, I speak for myself. not that you're a woman. I would ask this if it were Josh or Garrett or anybody else. What is this whole, why are we doing the Caitlin Angel thing? What's the point of this?
John, I don't get it either. I don't get it. And like the goalpost moves depending on what the situation is. And at this point, we're not even talking sports anymore.
We're not.
All kind of other stuff. The basketball is getting lost in the sauce here, and it's just, and the both of them are doing some great things, even though the Sun kind of got ran out of the building. Like, I saw the building blocks that Angel's putting together, trying to become a point forward now. And, you know, CeCe was just, of course, shooting the thing from everyone on the floor like she does. And I would really love to focus on that stuff and not 17 different angles and pontification of a flagrant foul. It was a flagrant. Move on.
Yeah, it was a flagrant, you know, and Sophie trying to, you know, bow up. And then, you know, now it's kind of spreading. Now you got Kiki. And so, I mean, the whole thing is like, yeah, all right. Where are we going with this?
It's weird, John, because we kind of saw this with the Cavs a couple weeks ago when Hunter got punched in the stomach and then we shoved the guy back. And it's the same type of situation, but and there was discourse, but it wasn't 24 or 48-hour discourse. Like, what is it?
You know, and Dream's next game, of course, is in Indiana against Caitlin Clark. And,
yeah, Thursday.
You know, I mean, I think everybody ought to be, like, happy that there's notoriety and the league is growing and you need help, and people just seem to be, you know, carrying all kinds of like grudges and bitterness, and it carries out into the floor and then it carries over into social media. And I, you know, somebody said to me, well, you know, John, you're the lead person when it comes to there's no such thing as bad publicity. And I am, but at the same time, when it's nothing but bad publicity. I mean, it's okay to have bad publicity. You just have to now turn that around. You know, I mean, if you're Michael Vick and you get bad publicity, you got to turn that around. And he did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're Ryan Leaf, you got to turn that around. And he did. But otherwise, you just turn into bad publicity. And so, at some point, this has to turn. And they got to get a hold of this thing.
But we as the viewers have to allow it to turn also. It's also an issue of, like, we're kind of stuck in something that happened 2 years ago, and we won't right. allow them to grow, so we can't grow.
All right, here's point number two. So the Falcons are out there kind of pounding their chest because Mina Kimes goes on ESPN, not that anybody saw it, nobody watches anymore, and said, the Falcons are the number one fan base because, you know, and she went down these reasons. And so I watched, I didn't see it live because I don't watch that show, but I saw the video and was watching her, and I got to tell you, all I got was shade. I didn't get props. I got shade.
It wasn't props, but I also didn't get shade, John. I just got honesty. I think that because we're not like the worst, most desperate franchise in the league, but we're also not like the best and most historic, right? So we're in this weird sweet spot where the way that people respond to us and the way that we respond back to them creates this weird kind of entertainment for everybody involved, and a lot of times it's at our expense, yes. But it's like this weird level of unintended entertainment, and that's kind of what I got from what they were saying.
And see, and what I got from her was, in the South, we would have somebody just go say, bless your heart.
Yo, it definitely gave bless your heart energy, 100%.
And that was like, yeah, the Falcons are proud of their chest about it. I'm going, yeah, I think you just got blessed your heart. That's what I think. That's what it sounded like to me. You know, I mean, it didn't sound like, hey, listen, props to you and you guys are great. It sounded like, oh, you poor, pathetic people. You know, I don't know how you're hanging around, but God love you for hanging around, you poor, pathetic people, for this poor, pathetic franchise. And I was like, yeah, that's not exactly where we're going with this. We don't need your attention if that's what you're gonna. If you're gonna do that with us, you could say, hey, "Listen, hey, you know, props to the Falcons fans for hanging around in this," but at least be honest about it. Instead, we get this kind of syrupy crap, in my opinion. If you haven't seen it, just Google Falcons and Mina Kimes on the X or something, and you'll see it. And it was this syrupy, like, you know, really, you know, looking down your nose thing. You know, again, this is how the national media looks at you. And I took it the wrong way. I went, oh, hell with this.
But you know what, John? I think you could take it either way. You could take it as a sign of her giving us prop for our resiliency, or you can take it as, you know, being made fun of. And I think it's a little bit in there, a little bit of both in there. I think they kind of described us as like a Charlie Brown fan base. Like, we
right.
get really excited, you know, it feels like we're doing something, and then we get the football pulled out, and everybody gets to be Lucy and makes fun of us, and then we kind of got to figure out how to adjust from there. But I guess I didn't take it as a negative, because you just can't convince me that we're in worse shape than Browns fans or some other division. So I just refuse to buy into that part of it. But I will say this, this quarterback situation on Netflix doesn't help that perception
no.
of us at all.
No, it doesn't.
I'm really tired of our front door being open for our mess to be exposed to the entire neighborhood. I don't want to be on that show anymore. I will say that.
No, I think that's a really good point, Noel. I think it's time to say no more hard knocks, no more quarterback, no more wide receiver, no more nothing. Look, let's just shut our shop down. Let's just go out, put our heads down, let's play football. And it is up to the franchise to win. And there's no question of that. And so I'm not saying that you don't bring it upon yourself. You do. You bring it upon yourself. And so it's incumbent upon those guys to fix it. But at the same time, I don't need you to tell me how to be a fan or how my fan base should react to what's taking place. You know, I just don't need you to do that. This is not your lane, Mina, or anybody else in the national media. Leave us alone, because, frankly, this is your way out of your league. Because you... The problem is when somebody like her, and I'm not saying her particularly, I'm talking about her at large, Noel, when the national media starts to weigh in and pontificate about stuff like this, they don't know what they're talking about. So they don't know that while Atlanta fans are resilient, we're also mad as hell they don't quite understand that we're not just these happy-go-lucky people going, okay, yeah, all right, you know, hey, we're falconing. No, that's not the way this works, you know? And by all, also, by the way, it's also not the way it works when it comes to, are we Charlie Brown getting the football pulled out from underneath us, which I think is a great example. Yeah, maybe, again, because all of the power polls and preseason rankings, you know, everybody say, oh, they'll finish second in the South, and they're 18, 19, 20 in the power rankings. And I'm looking at that going, okay, and, you know, until proven otherwise, which is fair enough. But at the same time, there's part of me going, I think this is going to be a pretty good football team.
I agree. But I think a lot of the issue is that we seem to be the main franchise that has to have this prove it thing, right? Like when it comes to the Vikings, it's like, oh, J.J. McCarthy is going to step in the center and they're going to be amazing. And then you
right.
talk about the Falcons.
Yeah,
like,
taking
well,
a snap.
We haven't seen enough Michael Penix. So the goalpost always moves when it comes to this franchise. And that part is annoying. And I'll say this, John, to your point. I think they missed the don't start none, won't be none component of Falcons fans, too. Like, there is
right.
some nihilism, and we will kind of go along with the joke to an extent, right? But there always seemed to be that line where people push it too far, and now it's something else. Now we're fighting for our own franchise and for our own pride. You know, like that shot they took at Belichick and Jordan in the schedule release. They earned that shot.
Yep. No, you're not wrong. I mean, I think, again, this is why Noel needs her own show. Yeah, the analysis is spot on. And again, you did take me out of my, but this is why I ask you to take me out of my bubble, because it takes me more over, actually, it just starts to encourage me to go farther over here a little bit, because you're exactly right. I mean, you don't speak for me, so don't speak for me. And in trying to, when somebody like Mina Kimes goes on and tries to speak for me, it's like, yeah, no, you don't speak for me, you know, don't do that. And, you know, you, whatever team you root for, you speak for them. You can third person it. You can say, you know, or you can ask. That's the other thing. You know, this goes back to the whole question I said to you before, where, you know, Adam Schefter goes on with the radio station in Dallas, the Cowboys radio station, and they're asking him about stuff when Adam Schefter should be asking them
exactly.
about stuff.
Like,
you know, if Adam Schefter came out with me, I shouldn't be asking Adam Schefter. I mean, I could say, are you hearing anything? But then Adam should be saying, what are you seeing? Because you're boots on the ground. He's not. And so when somebody who's not boots on the ground, hell, I don't even know if she's ever been to Atlanta. I mean, if you're not boots on the ground and you're not around us, what do you know of us? I mean,
and let's take that
you
thought.
you assume that we're, you know, just, you know, gluttons for punishment. That's not the case.
You're not wrong at all. And let's take that further, John, because I think some of it is that us as fans here may listen to national media a little too much. With them not being on the ground floor of things, right? Because we have these shows where you let people call in, and a lot of people that argue with you or are combative with you are using national media talking points when we know what's more of what's going on right here because we are right here. They don't really know what's going on in L.A. or Bristol or whatever because they're not here, and they're frankly not that interested in what's going on right here.
Yeah, I mean, she could ask the question, hey, listen, are, you know, Falcons fans, you know, are they this, are they that, you know? There's a little element of, look, I'm not saying 100% wrong. I'm saying there's some element of truth in there, but I think they're missing that there is also an undercurrent of a demand and determination that goes along with what I've been talking about with this city here, which is, when the franchises in the city step on the gas and drop to the, you know, inside of the track and pass and lap New York and L.A., we ain't looking back because you guys aren't seeing us coming. We're not going to be like a one-year wonder that passes you and then drops back in the pack. When we pass you, you're never catching us.
And I can't wait till we do, John.
It's bye-bye on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thank you very much, Noel. Great insight for her. Just great stuff. And Josh Hagedorn's got a big job ahead of him to keep up with that. And all of your calls, we'll get some NFL and college football into the mix too. Talking about the Braves, talking about United, talking about the Hawks. Is this Giannis thing actually going to happen? Talk me off the ledge because I'm beginning to think it might. On Sports Radio 92 on The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.